Paul. Please look at the Rabbeinu Peretz. They want to work out the Metzias in the very first first Akimta, which Rav accepts, Rav rejects. And then next, we need to do in the Sugya. After that, then make sure you go through the bottom of the Tosfos, but when you get to the last Tosfos, that's what we'll do today, Mirat Hashem. I think tomorrow you won't have Shir. I'll try to be in the base of Medrash tomorrow, Mirat Hashem, in the morning. And Wednesday, we'll look at the two Gemaras we have to look at to understand the Sugya. One is the Gemara Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis and Aleph, which Kivagas Kashas in our Sugya, and which Tosfos refers to at the very end of Dir Maskul Ilu Tovale. The second is the Gemara that I mentioned yesterday, and which is referred to in the top Tosfos in Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, and that's Bab Metzid Sadi Aleph Amud Aleph. So it means looking at the last Tosfos Sugya very carefully. And there's a very important tzois. Tzois is Simon Kof Ches. So what's the beginning? And this Nakuda, and the Nakuda of the Gemara of Metzid Sadi Alpha Alpha, which is the Yisrael second Arsugya. There's a very important Machane Ephraim, which I hope we'll still get to today. And that's Hilchas Malva Veloiva. I'll get the exact Mar Mokum for you later on. The Derech Kal, I often asked about the overall Seder HaLimud. So let's look at it in Paris. Overall Seder HaLimud should be that the central part is the Limud Diyum. So it has to be a whole Seder, maybe in a Seder and a half. And then in addition, so that everybody should have a second Seder, the night Seder. So if half of it is Biyim, half it should be Bekiyas, to make sure that one covers some ground in the Masechta. So it should be Meruba, the two Hagoizels, to finish up the Sugis and Gzela. And then the other storm that one has, assuming that one's learning for two, starting a three storm. So the I have to make sure that you do Shnai Mikra and Rashi. It's part of the, mentioned many times, it's part of the Shprach. It's part of the way that Klal Yisrael speaks with Rashi's. So Rashi has to be a bedrock of a person's ideas. And I think that I've been thinking about this a lot over the years. If a person spends 20 minutes a day on a Rechaim Mishneh Berurah, so over time one will accomplish very, very significant pieces. I think if you mishar different approaches, some mishar in terms of amounts. I think it's better to do in terms of time. I think so. Yeah, it works a bit about the same thing. After initially, so it goes a little bit slower, but then if you kaveya and you have a kvias, a real kvias, some days the first one is here and there. But if overall in the course of a week, so this is the most once, twice, maximum, that's enough for me. So then you'll see there's a time will come a large amount of other time. And you'll pick up a pace also. And that's a kvias. Again, both of those kvias have to go for years and years. It's not a kvias just for the first few years. It has to be many, many years. But those are, the, I think, if it went, that's a. Those are kvias that a person has to have in place. The obviously the ian is always central, and then And again, in terms of our context, without having a second Seder, it's going to be very hard to have any significant accomplishment. And the second Seder can be split between Bein and Bekiyas. And and then the more time that one has, it would be the Baruch HaChazar. I think that's the usually what makes the difference between those who are Matzliach and they're learning, and that which gives great Hatzlach is Chazar. That's why the biggest Yitzhar is Hatachat. That's the simon, that is the greatest, the greatest accomplishment. Whatever is the biggest Yitzhar is the simon that that's going to give us the greatest Hatzlach as well. So those should be the main shapers of one's lima. One should try to be kaveyas for the minute of time for Nyani Musar. I don't think it has to be done in every single day. It depends on one's schedule. So one has to, the course of events that come up in the course of the day force one to think about how own faith in a message. If each one answers a message, one thinks which one's doing the right thing or not. So sometimes we're trying to think our kviyas instead of half machshava, half musar is in the chazanish to be kedai for us to create more bechemershaft if we're all on the same page in terms of the vision. Work through the Chazanish and his piece on Bitochen for the time being. But if we're all on the same page in the Iyun, and as much as possible in the Bikiyas and in Yanai Halacha, so then, and Mamash on the same page in Iyun and Chumash Rashi and Yanai Machshava, so that will create a good Chimashav in Machazikas. So let's look at the Rabbeinu Peretz. Bo'omer okutz te'ena miteinasi. Okay, when I've seen the Rabbeinu Peretz, the two Mahalchim Rabbeinu Peretz, let's see. The Rabbeinu Peretz is the clearest of the Rishonim. It's clearer than Rashi and Tosfos. So even though usually we work very hard in Rashi and Tosfos, in this case it's a little bit easier after seeing Rashi and Tosfos and see that, as you already saw yesterday, it's a little bit hard to read some of the fine points of Rashi. So Rabbeinu Peretz spells things out very, very clearly, so we'll see a clearer Rabbeinu Peretz. And then we'll go back to Rashi and Tosfos. They either have it in the Rabbeinu Peretz or in the Shita Mekubetzes. That's the chi of the Gemara. Peirush Bakuntris. Ilu have tokale sheyishalim leyageneva. Shemokaloi midimei hateena. Layermina le zil shlim agneva vehipater. The kom leibid rabba minei. All right. So, what's the first mahalach? She yishalim leagneva shemochel leibid mei hateena. So the ganav is selling the gneva, and the lekeach. And what's the ganav getting? What's the merchah getting? He's getting the teena, bid mei teena. He's getting some figs. Getting a lot of figs, probably. So, the ganav is the meicher on the behema, and the lekeach is providing the teina. Leyerminon le zil shlim agneva, and if the ganav does not, sorry, leyerminon le zil shlim agneva v'ipoter. Right, zil shlim agneva v'ipoter. Who's the ipoter? Potter from what?
From returning
the Komlei Mirabbin, that they can't read that way. No? The Potter become Potter. Why? Because of Komlei Mirabbin. Right? It's not going to read, doesn't read. Lo Yarbin and Zil Shlim Haganeva, the Potter. We don't say Shlim Haganeva and you are Potter. Why don't we say that? The Komlei Mirabbin, because we're going to be giving him a Mohammedic punishment. Right, so that means that the person who fits the Tainim is the one that's coming to Beisdin, right? And that is right. He's coming to Beisdin, and we don't tell him Zil Shlim Aganeva the Potter, and now you're off the hook because of Kom. We don't tell him that because of Kom every name, right? No, so in the first Mahalach, who's doing what? Remember what you say?
If the
Ganav is not coming through the Behemoth. So who comes to Beisdin?
Lekeach
comes to Beisdin. Right? Lekeach was the one who was Malakit?
I thought it was the Ganav.
Okay, so how do you read the Gemara then? How do you read this line? If Lekeach is coming to Beisdin, right? So then how are you going to read? Zil Shlim Agneva Lo Yarmina Levi. Don't tell him the guy who came to Beisdin. So again, so the Lo Yarmina, we don't tell the Ganav. Pay up the Gneva. We put it from what?
The
potter from his chov. Why? Because of the komlei to the lekeya, it's not so smooth.
I mean, the way that I read the Gemara, that the
ganav
was okay.
The ganav was the loikate. That's right. So let's come. So let's leave this at the moment. Come back to it. Yesh svarim shekosavem yilu avei tovel leyateina leyarmina leizoshlim leyateina. Right? If there are svarim that say yilu avei tovel leyateina, if he would have claimed the te'ena lo yarmina leizel shlim atena, we would not tell him. If the ganav, right? Yesh svarim shekosavem yilu avei tovel, that's got to be the ganav. If the ganav would have claimed the te'ena. Right? In other words, the Lekeach is not coming through with his tainim. No?
It also be the other way around.
Why?
It could be that the Lekeach already took it, and the Lekeach wants to demand it back now.
The Lekeach took it already?
And he wants to demand it back. And theoretically, he couldn't take it back.
But that's more complicated. Why should we should take the easier approach,
yeah,
no?
In continuation, it would make sense.
If you hold it, it's kind of a Kinyan Chotzer.
Right.
If you'll get your cuts there. You know what we're going to say, Ben?
Oh, I'm not for sure what you were saying. I thought it was that the Ganav had already received the tainim from the Lekeach.
And now he wants it back.
The Lekeach wants it back.
Because he's not paying.
He hasn't paid.
Okay, let's go back to him. Kosha. Deheicha kaima haigeneva. Every parish you have, we're going to. The parents. He has two seer. One seer, he says, is the Rashi seer, and then there's the second perish. L'chol ha-perushim, either perish kosher. Teheicha kayim ha-hai geneva. According to any seer, what's happened over there? Where is the behema? Iba chotzer alei keyach. If we're going to say that the behema is sitting by the lekeyach, right? So then what happened? The behema is sitting by the lekeyach. We still don't know who's picking the Tainim, but we know that the Tainim are Lechor being exchanged for the Behema, right? So it became Kanyele Chatzeroi Miyad. So the Rabbeinu Peretz is working with the approach that this is a Kinyan Chalipin. Right? Why do I say that? Because what does it mean Kanyele Miyad? It means, I don't know, but yet, we're off to Sukhin Khalipin yet. Tanya lechatzera miyad. Let's assume right now that it's a kinyan chatzer. Right? In other words, the deal is the behema is the behema shel ganav is by the lekeya. Right? The deal is that when the ganav moicher gets the te'enim, then the behema automatically transfers to the title of the lekeach, and it's in his chotzer. Right? In kein kanya lechatzera miyad umay parech mechira nami lab mechira ohi perish mishum de mischayev ben nafshay umabachach ni de mischayev ben nafshay mikol mokoyim koni lechatzera lekeach. So the imperative is this could not be a good pshat. Why? Because somehow the Minaparet says Kinyan Chotzer should work. Somehow Kinyan Chotzer should not be dependent on the Maisa Iser. Doesn't explain why. But one possibility over here is that the Nehemah is getting transferred via Kinyan Chotzer. So the Minaparet says that's going to be a problem. Because if it's getting transferred by Kinyan Chotzer, so then Kinyan Chotzer should somehow squeak under the radar screen, should get in there before the mechira gets blocked by the kol neben ramine. Umabachach nidim eschay ben nafshay mikol mokem kana chatzel lekeiach. V'iaginayva mechotzer aganav. All right. So then he said, "What's the other possibility that we're not working with kinyan chotzer? The behema is by the ganav moicher. All right. So now there are only two ways to get the behema over to the title of the Lekeach, right? Either by Chalipin or by Mois. In Kain Dal Me'opachi of Shabbos. He says, let's not worry about Shabbos right now. The Gemara is saying it's not working because of Shabbos. So there have been a person, it's not going to work even without Shabbos. Why? Lav Nechiri, Doi Konile Halekeach, and Le Moshe. Megame Negev Beshusai. There's no way this trance is going to work. Why won't it work? Chotzer, it's in the wrong chotzer. Meshicha, he's not doing Meshicha. He hasn't done it yet. He's not doing it. So tell me, Kinyan Mois, there's a Gemara to Yechon Hol, the Pasuk of Yechon, that Mois ain't on Koinois. Machlekes of Yechon Meshlakish. Right, we paskin mois in the kindness. Rosh Lakish is mois in the kindness when they raisa, and Rabbi Yechon says mois is konos midin they raisa. Midin they raisa using money is a good kinyan. Chazal were mesakein that mois in the kindness. Why were they mesakein mois in the kindness? They're mesakein that the Gemara of Mazia says because we're afraid that I would purchase wheat and leave it in your field, leave it in your storehouse. I'd pay money for it. Pay $500 for a huge amount of wheat. I'm not going to use any of the wheat right now. I'll come and pick it up over the next month. Right? So the Gemara says, Chazal is concerned that if there'll be a fire in the Moicher's property, he's not going to save my wheat because my wheat is mine already. So therefore, the Gemara, the Chazal made a takona. They were oiker the Kinyan Mois. It has to be some kind of delivery. Kinyan Mois, that Kinyan, which primarily works without delivery, Chazal said, it's not going to be kind. They took away the Kinyan Mois, the rice. So the Gemara says, couldn't be. Alright? So now the Gemara says, and the parent says, so it's not Kinyan Mois, I may tell me Chalipin. Can't be Chalipin. Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Chalipin does not work with payers, with Tainim. The Gemara Dabka chose Tainim. The man didn't want Chalipin to work. So that's, and then we go from our text. He's going to pay with Nachman. The loy arena lay zil shumate. Right, so now, so the parents' kasha is whatever it's see, he's not going to tell me. I got to know where the behemah is, right? So the parrot says, if the behemah is sitting by the meicher, by the ganev, I can't make sense of the gemara. And if the behemah is sitting by the lekeach, that means that he's using kinyan chotzer. So kinyan chotzer apparently is going to be chal. Before the Kinyan gets unraveled by Kom Levin Rabbi Minei. Right? That's the main appearance. That's what he says. There are a few things that I don't understand, but that's what he says. So now, v'yeshulayimar, min aparetz is teretz, d'lepeirush acharoi, d'layarminin lei, zil shlim ateinam, neicha. According to my second mahalach, where the Gemara is saying that somebody's coming in and he's being teveya v'teina, and we tell him, and the Gemara said, we're not going to tell him to pay up the te'ena. Necham, now I can make sense. I can work everything out. It'll have to be that the geneva, the behema is sitting by the lekeach of it. The amarle, okoitz te'ena mit'enasi, v'tikneli chatzeri. And pshat in the Gemara, this is pshat number two of Avin Peretz. Pshat number two is that the Lekeach tells the Meicher, right? Lekeach tells the Ganef Meicher, look, you're ready, a Ganef. Do another Isur. You do Lekitas at Te'enim for my Te'en on Shabbos. Right? I have a Te'ena tree. I want your Behema. You harvest the whole Te'ena tree. You get 10 bushels of Te'enas, right? I'll get your Behema, right? Okay, it's te'ena mitenasi. That's the deal, right? Now let's go back to the line that we thought was in the youth. The yesh svarim shekosik ben ilu ave tov aleya te'ena. That's the line that is the second malach, right? Ilu ave tov aleya te'ena. Pashtus, it means that if the ganef is teveya the te'ena layarmina le zil shlim leya te'ena. We don't tell the lekeach that in fact he has to pay the te'ena. That's a little difficult, no? Because apparently the te'ena is sitting by the ganav. So, but what happened? In other words, the story is, right? The story is that the te'enis, that the lekeach, again, the ganav moicher is supposed to pick the te'enis, right? So it must be that the ganav moicher picked the te'enis, right? And now the lekeach, it wants the te'enis back, right? Right there in the Rina Peretz. The shapir paruch, the kevon di lutova lekeach le ganav. Masha okatz at te'ena. Afilu le'okza b'teiras mechira. Ela b'teiras gezel. Le'yarmina le'zel shlim le'te'ena. Kevon de okza b'shabbos. De mifter b'kom le'bidirab aminei. To ilu tova le'keach. If le'keach now wants the te'ena's back, right? So afilu le'otza b'teiras mechira. Even if they would not have, even if picking the te'enis is not part of the mecher, le'yarmina le, we don't tell him zil shlim le te'ena. We don't tell the ganef you gotta hand over the te'enis. Came in the otza b'shabbos. The mifter become the ravmine. The kol ayom yuchal lilkay te'enim v'lo mechayim l'shulmei midei kedipreishis. So again, what's the second mahalach of Rabbi Peretz? The behema is sitting by the lekeach. The ganev is supposed to do the lekita, right? The ganev does the lekita. Right, he racks up Geneva, and then racks up Chil Shabbos. Right? Now, the Lekeach wants to unravel the Becher. So the Gemara says the Beis Din will not tell the Ganef to give back the Tanis. Right? What happens to the Nehema? So what's the line? Yesh svarim shekosavem ilu ave tovalei ateina. If the lekeach wants the Ta'anis back from the Ganav, Lo Yarmina Le Zil Shlim Hatina. We don't tell the Ganav that he has to pay the Ta'ana. Right? So again, so what happened? The behemoth is by the Leikeya, the Nischotzer. Right? Apparently the Kenyan is going to be the Kenyan Chotzer, apparently. The Kenyan Chotzer is going to take place once the Ganav does Chilu Shabbos and does Lakita Sateinim. Right? So the Gemara says, so that's, again, so that's, that L'chaira is the case about which the Braisa said, Gonav the Mochar, the Shabbos, is Potter. Right? Not a case of, right, it's Potter Midal Behe. So the Rami Barachoma says that is going to be the case. This is going to be the kind of mechira. So the Gemara says this is not a good example. Rami Barachoma presents this as an example because the mechira lechayra is being done al yidei lekita satayin mechilu Shabbos. So when the ganav sold it, it was mechilu Shabbos. That's Rami Barachoma's einfal. He's selling it al yidei lekita. So therefore, he's being chayiv misa when he does the mechira. Memela, kol ravinei doesn't allow the mechira to be chal somehow, right? So the Gemara says not a good example, not a good example of kol lebed ravinei unraveling a mecha. Why not? The Gemara says because if the lekeach would want, if the lekeach would ask for the te'enim back from the ganav, So we wouldn't take the Ta'anim back from the Ganav. Because we tell the Ganav, you're Chayim Misa. That didn't make sense in this mouth. No, go ahead.
I think this is the same mouth that this Red brings up.
Go ahead.
And I think he clarifies that when we're talking about the Tfiyas and Beis Din, it's not the same exact case that's talking about at the beginning of the Gemara. It's talking about a separate situation, that if in a situation where someone would come steal,
right.
So then if
in a different case, hold on, the three pinner pair says that. Weiter, the shapir part, the came to the Torah, the came to the Torah, the came to the afilu loy oksa the teiras mechira. Ella the Torah's gezel, lo yarmina le zil shlim le te'ena, came the oktza b'shabbos. What does it mean? Afil le oktza the Torah's mechira ella the Torah's gezel. What's that? Say it again. What's he saying? Like oxy b'teiras mechira ela b'teiras gezel. No, what's that?
He stole it. A different case.
I feel like oxy b'teiras mechira ela b'teiras gezel. As if samazoy the ganav came in and picked the fruit on Shabbos, so like yarmina leizil shlim, he wouldn't make him pay back. Came and oxy b'Shabbos the mifta become yarmina. They call you a little ketein and believe mechaim shlim and kibrishes im kain le mechiri. Shirely Nosan Shum Dover Bineag Neva Kibla Yamina Le Zil Shlim. Right? So it says Rino Parrots that in this case the Lekeach has not given anything to the Moicher. Why? Because if the Moicher Samazai would have picked Te'enim from the Lekeach on Shabbos, so Bezin would not. It would be chayav teshluvim, right? So anything that I take be'isur, chiyav misa, you're not providing. The Torah gives it to me as a gift, right? Gives it to me as a gift. So kol levid rabamine. Anything which I get to a chilul Shabbos, the Torah will award me anyways. Memelas, the Torah awards it to me anyways. So the like Keiach is not providing me with anything. Right, so therefore, when the Keiach says to the Moicher, take Te'enas from my fig tree, it's almost like saying, take figs from your own fig tree. I'm not giving anything if you do it in Shabbos. But the Kenyan is taking place anyways because they made a deal. What was the deal? Take these to Enim and I should be Kenyan by a Chotzer. Right? So I don't need, it's not a Kenyan Domim. Right? If it would be a Kenyan Domim, so then the, you could argue that the transfer of the behema is dependent on the transfer of certain value which didn't take place. But it says, no. The deal was, my chotzer is koine when you pick the fruit. He picked the fruit, chotzer is koine. Finished. So now the lekeach has the behema. The ganav has the tainus. Right? So Rabbi Rachamah says, I got a good case. I have a case where the mecher happened through a through Chilul Shabbos, right? So the Gemara says, no, not a good case. Why? But that's not the case. Alright? So again, second Malachim of Paris is that the case of Rabbi Bar Chama is the Braisa. The Braisa says Ganav Umachar the Shabbos is Potter. Right? Against our Mishnah, it's going to Mocher B'Shabbos Chayiv. So the Gemara says, right, because our Mishnah is saying, Mechira, Mechira is an Yisid Rabbanon. So God will Mocher B'Yisid Rabbanon, and Shvus Rabbanon, no. Paid all of the head. The Braisa says, there's a God will Mocher, which is Potter. How is a God will Mocher Potter? So Rabbi Bachama thinks he's come up with a case of Ganav Umacha, which is potter because the Mechir was done in Chilul Shabbos. How is it done in Chilul Shabbos? Okay, now very carefully. Where is the Chilul Shabbos? Was the Mechir on the Chilul Shabbos now? Was the Mechir on the Chilul Shabbos? The Mechir was a Kinyan Chotzer. No, what did you say? It was a Tanai. The Mechira was contingent on some Tanai being done, and that Tanai was Chilul Shabbos. The Etzim Mechira wasn't Chilul Shabbos. The Etzim Mechira happened by itself. Right? But there was a Tanai in the Mechira. The Tanai was a Chilul Shabbos like a Tanai. Right? So Rabbi Bar Chama thinks, right, the Hamad Gemara is, this will also be a Kolei Bidraba Bine case. Kolei Bidraba Bine on a Tanai which makes the Mecher Michal. So since he's Chayev Misa on the Tanai, right? So therefore, because he's Chayev Misa on the Tanai, it's just a sentence. No, what is that? Yeah. But then you can't say it here because it's the case.
Part of the
Kinyan
Chatzah.
I have to say, Tanai is Milsa, Tanai Milsa Achrisi. That's the point. When you say it's a Tanai, it's Pshat and a Tanai. It's not part of the Mechir. No, is that a possibility? That in common rabbi day, that inside that's going to be one of the nekudos of the sugya. That's the first malachim in Paris. is that the Tanai is a Chilul Shabbos. So now so Rabbi Bachama says the Tanai is a Chilul Shabbos, right? So therefore, this should be a case where Komle Ben Rabine doesn't allow, because the Tanai is Chilul Shabbos, therefore the Kenas, which will come through the Mecher, should not be Chal. So, and the Gemara doesn't say, you picked a strange case because it's only the Tanai, not the Etz and Mechira. Right? The Gemara says, you didn't find a Mecher, you found a Matana. And the MS is Yechayv Dalavay. But it's not done a Gemara. You learned bad Pshat and the Price. It's good on Pshat and the Price. Right? Why not? Because it's not a Mecher. Why is it not a Mecher? The rise of the Mecher is because the Gandalay Keach did not provide anything in exchange for the Behema. How did he provide anything? Because if the Lekeach would provide these Te'enim in this way in any Shabbos, irrespective of anything being transferred, he's providing nothing. So then it becomes a matana. So the behema gets transferred to Lekeach without Lekeach giving anything to the Meicher. Why is he not giving anything to the Meicher? Because Beis Din would not be able to retrieve this for him. Right, so that's pshat number two for inner parents, and probably takes this pshat. Let's just list the chidushim we have in this pshat. So, all right, so what are the chidushim in this pshat? Just right. Go ahead.
Why, according to this, though, why are you not have dalmeh? You're saying it's not
material pshat. Correct. No. The inner parent says you would be chayv dalmeh, but it's not gone of a mochar. It's gone of nasan matana. So there's a Gemara in Iran, going out and thus in the Matana, it's like a Chayin Dalav Hei.
So when is he Chayin Dalav Hei though? But at the Shas, that the Gan is Oket from the Tanim, because that's when the Kinyan Chatzar is Chal.
Fine. You're asking why should be chilik if it's a Tanai in the Matana? Why should it be chal? Why shouldn't we say it's a Tanai? If we're going to hold that it's a Tanai in the Mecher, so why shouldn't it be a Tanai in the Matana? So the parents apparently holds that once you say it's a Matana, so then it just becomes a Tanai of timing. So that's less significant. We'll discuss it. Okay, let's list the chidushim over here. And this says, see, all right. Chidush number one is that the parents rejected the possibility of it being a Kenyan Mois. Why? Rejected Mois. Chalitin rejected because there's a Chalitin. Right? It's Peretz. Right? Why did he reject Kenyan Mois? Because? No. Was that? Mois and Kodesh. All right, what's the Chidush over there? No?
Parents can act as
Mois? No, they can act as Mois. Right? Shavikasev. What's the Chiddush? No? What's that?
You can do it.
Pasuk Rabbi Yechon. No, Pasuk Rabbi Yechon. No? Okay, so we'll come back to that. Is that hard or good? Josh?
It will apply to Abinim.
The what?
It will apply to Abinim.
What do you mean?
Maybe think of next context.
No. Because l'chara the mechira of ganav u'machar has to be a regular mechira. That's how you say it's a regular mechira. That's how you hold. That's your regular mechira. Okay, so that's how in the boy. Obviously, Rashi is not going to be a capitalist. Because Rashi holds his Kenyan boys. Right? So in the Kudas of Machlaikas, one of the Machlaikas between the first and second day of the parish today is Rashi Taisvis, is does Kenyan boys work over here? It's kidding to know it's an acceptable tzir over here. So what's Rashi going to respond to Rabbi Yechonon? Rabbi Yechonon going to respond to Tosfos. He will accept Kenyan Gemara's. Alright? That's number one. Number two. Rabbeinu Peretz's Tzior will be Kenyan Chotzer. Rabbeinu Peretz's Kenyan Chotzer is Chal. Even though it is contingent on an Achilu Shabbos. Right? Go ahead.
I know the exchange, the Mechir is contingent on his getting paid, anyway, right. Stuff like that. But when he gives him the Miyad, the only reason Miyad is not the time when it comes to his hand, but Miyad when he brings the para into the shuk. He makes a deal, and then I bring the para into the shuk, and I'm going to get payment. So the deal is already made, and I brought the para into the shuk, and I'm going to be yours already.
Right.
Yeah, of course, any Mechir I have to be, there has to be payment, but I get the payment later.
Right.
But if we say that, so then how, I understand it's contingent in the sense that any Mechir is contingent, but it's less directly contingent on the...
So, what you're saying is correct. So you have to say that the Kinyan Chotzer, right, that the deal is that my Chotzer should be kinder to me, right? And in exchange, you should get the tain. Right? Let's see if you say that. Right? So then, we're going to have a hard time explaining Rami Bar Chama. But where's the coming about Minami then? Go ahead.
I can just say that's the cutting of the, when he's okay for tain, is that right. That was the Phil Shabbos.
Mm hmm.
And it's that it's coming there. I mean, the Phil Shabbos of the Akita, the Friday, you have to be on tonight itself. And you could just say that because he didn't actually give Tehinim or not actually anything, that just ruins the fact that it's a Mefer, and therefore there should be some Matana in there. So this case, please. No, he says it's a Matana. No, he says it's the reason why it's a Matana is because
since the Lekeach can never get the Tehinim back, therefore he's really not giving anything over to the Mecher. Right, that's when Peretz is clear. When Peretz says, because of Kon Levin Rabbi Minei, so therefore there's no quid pro quo here. It comes a Matana. Right? So the numerous chiddushim over here. Right? So let's look at the case again and look at the chiddush number one we had is that mois, that mo'os, because mois and koinois, so therefore this could not be a case of ganav u'machor. That we'll appreciate in a moment when we see the next day. Right? Next aura that he's saying is that the kinyan chotzer is koine miyad. That's part of the tzir. Kinyan chotzer is koine miyad, but it's contingent on the Moicher doing Chilul Shabbos. Right? So Rabbeinu Peretz is accepting the idea that Rami Bar Chama will say. Rami Bar Chama will say that if Kimle Bid Rabba Minei will affect a Tanai of the Mecher, So that in and of itself will stop the Mecher from being Chal. And then the Gemara said to Rechama, right, and that's why he would say that Ganav u'Mochar is Potter because of Kimlein Ramina. Right? The Gemara responds to Rechon and says, your case is a bad case. On what count? Because it's not only a mech, it's a matana. Right? Why is it a matana? Why is it a matana? Because nothing of value was given. It can't be called a mech. Right? It can be called, what's the parents say? It can be called a mecher. A kinyan chotzer will be called a mecher as long as there's a quid pro quo. If there's no quid pro quo, then it's a matana. Correct? Okay? So now we're not talking about Dalabe anymore. Pshat in the words. It cannot be called a Nechah. It's not called a Matana. Why? Because the din of Kolmei Megadu Binei will insist that the Lekeach did not really provide anything to the Moicher. Because if the Moicher is Oikets to Einim and the steals to Einim on Shabbos from Lekeach, he'll not have to pay a cent for it. So he didn't get anything. The Rabban Shalom gave him through Kolmei Megadu Binei. He says he was Koineh ben Dom, Koineh ben Nafshay, like Rav says in Sanhedrin. See, since he was Moschayeh ben Nafshay, he's not getting anything for which he would normally have to pay. Right? Since he's not getting anything for which he'd have to pay, so therefore, he is not getting a quid pro quo. He's getting it through, he's Moschayeh ben Nafshay. Reuven wanted to sell something to Shimon. Shimon decided he's going to be coined by being moist in nefesh for it. Right? So in fact he is coined because he kept the mechanics of the Tanai. Right? But the halacha will now insist on looking at it as a matana. So chinesh, no? You and I can make a deal. We construct a deal. And then halacha says, no, you didn't provide. We are going to force the deal to go through, right? But not on your terms. I had das makne. My das makne was that my chutz is going to be koine selling for. And then you'll become chayev, like what Jeremy said before. I'm going to get your behemoth from. And then, when I take the behema, you're going to have a choyv. Right? The choyv is, when I get your behema, I'm going to have a choyv to you. Then a choyv will be a bushel of tain. Right? The chiv. Halacha is going to work it out, or the chaos works it out, that he gives me the serious nefesh, instead of, and therefore, he doesn't give me any tain. If I were to come to him and say, the behema is missing a leg, I'd like to, it was a mekach tos. So what would Bezin say? You want to give back the behema? But he's not giving you any tainer. Because you never gave him tainer. Kabbalah Ramana gave him tainer. Mr. Nefesh gave him tainer. Right? So I had a das makne that I'm giving him a behema for tatum. The Torah is not going to say that my das makne was as long as he plucks those tatum, then I get the behema. The Torah is not going to take my das makne mecher and say your das makne wasn't mecher, wasn't fit for a quote. Your das makna wasn't that your behema, that you're sailing a certain guarantee that you'd always get your tainim back if it was a mekach tos. No. We're going to say that this mesiras ha-behema, the Torah is going to say the mesiras behema was an atana. You got the behema for free. It's missing a leg. Fine, missing a leg. It was a gift anyway. So we didn't care whether it's a four-legged or three-legged animal. It's a matana. You don't like the matana, so then... So the merchants don't even have matana. There's a warranty over here, there's a guarantee. It's missing a leg. I got my tainim back. No. You got a matana, and he has your tainim, but the Torah's calling every day. Whatever my das makna, it doesn't matter. The chiddush, no. The Torah can... The kol, I understand that kol ben rabbi nei means that he's not chayiv to pay me something. But the kol ben rabbi nei takes away my das makna. I want to sell the behema with a certain guarantee. So now I wanted to sell my tainim, right? With a certain getting something from. Now I lost my tainim, and I said, so, yeah, you got a gift and you you lost the tainim anyways. You didn't lose your tainim because of your deal. That's what it says. So that's malach number one. Right, Dirk, we'll come back. Ulepirish Rishon Nami. the lawyer mina lezel shlima geneva koi, that when the Gemara says lawyer mina zel shlim, we don't tell him go pay ageneva koi, right? Until now we say, if in an alternate case we wouldn't say to the ganav loiken zil shlim, pay up the tainer. Now the other way, the other malach is lo yarina le, we would not tell him to hand over the behema, right? So neicha hachi. So the only way we can make this work, the lo oila mari da gneva biyad loy keyach va omar loy okutz teena metenasi vetikneli chatzeri. So again, when a parent says it can't be mois koinos, can't be chalipin, that's got to be kinyan chotze, that's going to work. Hageneva, the behema is sitting by the lekeach again. Again, he says okutz teena betenasi vetikneli chatzeri vetik shalacha. Where's the zil shlim? How can the lekeach ever come to the meicher and say, where's the behema? This is your rishus hakipa. The cave with you look over the cave as a gana. If loy ho yisav rishus, I get the same word of parents and the only way to make this work is that if in some, since in some slightly different alternate case there would be no tevia, the cave and he looked tov alei keyach as a ganav im loy hayis av rishusay loy yamrina le ganav zol shlim betayras mechir mishum den nifte bekom le ram mine ele betayras matana hashtanami lav mechiri ואפל גב דאש תקוי בחצרוי מכל מוקים עד מחירי למתונה כיוון לא ימרין אז לא שלם יותר סמכיר כי נפי משנה ואפל גב למתונה נן מחיים דל מהי כי נמיר לגמם מכל מוקים כושר לישם ושן הפרייס זה תוני גן במוכר ואין זה מחר אך נכה צווי לפרש אחרן כי נפי משנה לאל וכן מסויבי מהתויספס so the pshat must be that because if the in this kind of situation where it would be some kind of kinyan chalipin and he would be saying to him, when you pick the te'enim from my tree, memela the behema gets transferred to me, right? So in that case we would say we wouldn't tell the ganav that the sale is being chal ella b'teiras matana. So therefore, in this case as well, it's not going to be considered to be a mecher. Half of the hashta koi b'chatzera. Right. So the two lishonos and the parents are very very similar. Right. The difference is primarily is what is the alternate case. Right, what would be the what is the case? And the Gemara says, "Ilu." Let's go back to our daf. So the Gemara says, "The kaven the chitovah le kamon v'dina le yarina le zil shlim the mechayev benafshiyu hamechira nami lav mechira." Since we would not tell him to pay up something, in other words, since we would insist that the behema got transferred, teres matana, it's not called the mech. Right? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi tells us finish up. Rashi says, "Okutz te'ena, lekoit te'ena mite'enasi." Right? The lekeach says to the ganif, "Lekoit te'ena mite'enasi bidmei ageneva b'shamis." Right? Rashi is very clear. It's not chotzer. San Chalipin, Kenyan voice. Right, that's the... Where does Tosfos and Rashi part ways? Where does the parents and Rashi part ways? They cannot imagine it's a Kenyan voice. Rashi says it's Kenyan voice. So what's the terrors for Rashi? No, it's not difficult. What's the terrors for Rashi? In the Shita Mekubetzes, there is... you haven't seen it yet because it's in the next Amud. There's two lines in a Ramah that says, it simply spells out, look at it later on. Well, Chanan refers to it. And the next Amud, the Ramah has two lines, which says that doesn't understand what the problem is. Midin they write, so the Kinyan works. So it doesn't work Mikinyan the Rabbana. The next sugi that we're going to learn is with the shchita she'ein ru'uya shmei shchita. So the Rama writes, so even though that this is a shchita which would work if you did the Rabbana. And he says, "Afal gavner ki patri rabbanon hashar umitzvicha nishma lemechira." To go hechad the bnei rais havi mechira. Afal gavner bnei havi mechira. Mechayim aluye. At first, God says, "So posha." Tzvicha mechira is a din bnei raisa. Right. So then, so the mechira is bnei rais. The mechira is good. No. Kinyan voice, the koin of Yechon, and we didn't they rice voice koin, we didn't they rice some voice koinus. Element of Rabbana, they been exera. And they were oiked at the Kinyan. So Rashi is very partial. We're talking about a didn't they rice. So what's the machlej of the parrots in Rashi? And the parrots, Tesha says, can't be voice ain't on koinus. And Rashi says, what do you mean voice ain't on koinus? Voice ain't on Rabbana, they rice at this koin. No, so what's the answer on that? Very partial. No. Yes, sir.
Actually, holds it the shortest stone end of the gap, so it can't happen right away. So then it tries to hold that
in. No, before we get to the tzir, before we get to the tzir of the Gemara, Taisa, Rashi says that tzir is kinyan moist. Taisa can't be moist in the case when they rise. So that's the first step of the tzir. No, go ahead. Say it again. No, what would that be based on? No, so say maybe we're saying it's correct, right? Obviously, was it a full akira? What would it be based on?
So we wanted to
No, because you're talking about Misur, you're talking about Mominus. No. How are Chazal, L'chayra, when a parent would say to Rashi, how are Chazal oikid a Kenyan day raisa? They were oikid via hefker based on hefker. The Mela, if base is mafkirit, so on a din day raisa level, nothing happened. When a parent would say to Rashi, if you're talking about some takonin de rabbonin, alright, so I can understand Chazal say the mecher is in place, right? Chazal say that this shchita is not a good shchita. That means b'nei rice is a good shchita. B'nei rabbana is not a good shchita. All right, so I can say gana b'tov b'nei rice, so can't tell them. But if Chazal say the mecher is not a good mecher, so what happened? I mean that ayidei efker based on efker, they said it's not a good mecher. That means that they, by the power that Torah invests in Chazal, they were oikei the mecher. Maybe it's not a good mecher. We did the rice. This is what Rashi said. What was that? So the two possibilities. One is a big tumult in the Achrayim. What would happen if Reuven sold something to Shimon, the Kinyan voice, and Shimon would take this? What would happen? Chosam halacha lemais v'chal yeviyeh. The chosam buys the ring, the Kinyan voice, and gives the ring to his wife. I read the Kudesh with the Bazu. And they Makudesh with a Raisa with a Rabban. Kinyan Mois. He goes to the 47th Street. He buys the ring. He buys the ring from his father-in-law. His father is in the jewelry. He gives the money to him. He says, you know what? I have so many things in my mind. Keep the ring, bring it to the chasm. So the father comes with the Kenyan, comes with the ring, the father-in-law, father of the Kala, comes with the ring from his shop, Put it in his pocket, goes to the chasana. Right? So when the Rav asks the chasana, is it the ring yours? They're all saying, I'm sorry, I made a kinyan voice. Kinyan voice. And you made a kinyan rabbana. He is sitting by the father. The father is the marshal. The father, he goes to his father as a storm for his
cemetery. At some point, he's going to have to pick it up in his hand.
At some point, right. So they have to now do kinyan right down to the chuppah. Or, what would happen? What would happen if the chosim would say, you know what, you have the ring? I'll say, have a good day. You can give the ring to your daughter. Right? Give my ring to the daughter. A little bit sloppy. Right? Makudish and not Makudish. Right? Let's say she was a chuppas nida. Right? Doesn't want to give it over to the old European ring, not to give a ring to a chuppas nida. Then American ring to it. Okay? So what would happen? The father of the kala gives the ring to the kala. They bomb it, they pay cash. Right? Makudish and not Makudish. Machlok's a chrayim. Right? According to the Sma says, we have to be choishish for this. They require a get, they want to get divorced. So the Sma says, they require a get. Shach says they require a get. Why? So obviously, they hold, like what you were saying before, that the Kenyan, that Chazal were not oikir in the Gamre. So that's Shinas Rashi. But the Chayra Taitz would say, no, the only way to be oikir is Hefkir based on Hefkir. So maybe they're ugly legami, so maybe it's not even common in their rights. This machlekes. This machlekes achrayim. Whether a kinyan, a person buys a lulav with a kinyan voice using the first day sukkahs, right? And then he realizes he was only kind of a kinyan voice. Does he make another? Does he when he takes a lulav later on? Does he make a bracha about? This machlekes achrayim. The small and the shock will fit in another bracha. Because they were not oikir, the kinyan, they write to the chumrah. They only were oikir to the extent that if there's a fire, then you'll have a tvi against the moicher. But they weren't oikir in legamre. They gave an insurance policy. Gave him a warranty, but they weren't like the government. And Taishim and Prince, no, what are you talking about? Insurance policy. Hefker, based on Hefker, and Vedas, okay, Machlau. Lachoy, that's the Machlaikas. Right in Rashi. So Rashi says, Hachsali te Einim, L'koy teinim meteinosi b'dmei ha'geneva b'shabes v'chein osa v'neschayiv misa. Alright? It's Kenyan boys. How does it work when the ganev picks the teinim from the tree of the lekeach? So apparently, and he's chayiv misa for doing it in Shabbos, so apparently he's koine the te'enim, he wants to be koine the te'enim, and with that money, when he gets that money, the behemoth gets transferred to the title of the lekeya. Mo itov le baal te'enim le loike, the baal te'enim doesn't have the behemoth as chotzeh. Not the baal te'enim. The lekeya does not have the behemoth in his chotzeh. So now Rashi reads very, very smoothly. He doesn't say when a parrot says, "Ooh, you sure there'd be another case which is similar," and it comes to base. Then no, in this case, the lekeach goes over to the ganav and says, "I'd like my teinim back." If the meicher, the lekeach bala teina, says to the ganav haloike, so what would we say? Loimar hachzer li te'enim shelo katita. I want my te'enim back. Oitein li masha machata li bid meyen. I don't want the mecher anymore. Either give me my te'enim or give me the be'ema. Either one. Right? Either deliver. That means, right now they got it. What's the problem when you trust the Ganav? The Ganav is everything. He has the Tehillim and he has the Behema. Right? That's probably what happened. That's probably what happened. So now this Kulei Keyach says, one or the other, Tehillim or Behema. So the Ganav says, so what would the Beis Din would say? La Yamina La Ganav Zil Shlim. So he wouldn't tell the Ganav to pay up. Why? Because we're going to give a Chiyav Misa. Ishtakach the Lab Mechiru. So if we're not going to tell the Ganav to pay up, so that means that there was no Kinyan Mois. There was no transfer of money. Is that what it means? What's Rashi saying? Since if you're in a rush, when I get up before quarter two, you can say Beis Din will not enforce the Mecher. Finished, right? They won't tell the Ganav anything. They won't say deliver the behema. They won't say pay the tainim. They won't tell him Zil Shlim. If that's the case, Ishtakach Delav Mechiru. What would be the Yisrael going to Rashi? A mecher that is not enforceable by Beis Din is not a mecher. What happens if the Ganav has a hurry tshuva? What happens if the Ganav, he says, look, he's going to give it up anyway. He wants to make good with this, take off one, he wants to make good. Right? What does this mean? Was it what? Well, he can turn what? Oh, so you're saying the following. You're saying that he wants to do tshuva, klapei shemaya, he wants to do tshuva. So klapei shemaya, a mecher took place over here. That's what you're telling me. Or would we tell him, you know, you want to do tshuva? This is not one of those things. Because no mecher took place. No mecher took place. A mecher is not enforceable, but it's not a mecher. Right? Could be that according to Rashi, that's the sugya. That's Taka, the Chazanish was found the sugya. Chazanish says, that's what Rashi said. What was the whole Mahalach of the Gemara over here? The last line. Afilachi came with the Koni Le'Makli, Mahachi Abi Mechira. Chazanish is saying, the whole point of the Gemara over here is a Mecher that's unenforceable by Beis Din. Is that a Mecher? He's saying, tremendously saying. A Mecher that cannot be. I cannot enlist the Beis Din to transfer the property. Is that a mecher? What does it mean? It means if the guy wants to do tshuva, klapei shemaya, something happened over here. Klapei shemaya, I have a deal. Right? So a deal which klapei shemaya is there, but I can't use Beis Din to transfer, is that a mechira? When the Torah defines mechira, not don't get involved in the lashon, the gun of a torah. No, it's more you say this thing. A mechira that I cannot employ the office of Beis Din to help me out with this, is that called a mechira now? It's not called mechira. It's like a psak Beis Din that cannot be enforced. Is that a psak Beis Din? So Chazanisha says that that's what's going on in the Suya. Rav Kofa holds a mecha that's not enforced, it's not a mecha. And Rava says, no. And even though a mecher is unenforceable, it's not enforceable, but still, it's still called a mecher. A transfer took place. Klapei shemaya took place. So what do we learn? What do we figure out today? Number one is that we figured out two basic pshatim in the sugya. I don't mean the two mahalachim in the parish right now. I mean Rashi and Tosfos. Right now, if you go through Tosfos, so you can cut through Tosfos like cheesecake, right? Because we're going to Paris, we'll walk you through. Every single line will fit in, right? Right? You'll understand exactly where Tosfos is going. He debunks, he doesn't like the Rashi voice, he works with Chotzer, and it's all issue of Lush and Namatan. Fits in, right? So what's happening over here? So now we figured out that there are really two different Siyur and Bechlal over here. According to Rashi, Kinyan voice, according to Tosfos, Kinyan Chotzer. Fine. It's Mukhruch. Okay? What is the basis for the Machlokes? The basis is, apparently, the basis is a Kinyan voice when Chazal were oiked the Kenyan boys, were they oikered with Tyrus, Efker, Bez, and Efker? Or they did like a Mishapara, they reduced the obligations. But the Kenyan is still there. And we know it's a Machalik is a Chorainim. Nafkamina for Kiddush. Why is it getting it? We know it's a Machalik. So the Chorainim, that's the Machalik is in. If you read the Machalik very carefully, love the Dal, you see the end of the Machalik. Kimat spells it. When we do the Gemara there, I'll see a little more clearly. Okay? But he sees it as Machalik between the Ramah and the Rabbeinu Peretz. And the Sheikh Mukubetzes. Right. So that's machlokes over here. Fine. What's happened to machlokes? They have two different cases in the Gemara now. I mean, a Peretz's case is generate certain chidushim halach. Right? I mean, a Peretz is basically saying the Gemara says it does. You shouldn't call it a mecha, call it a matana. Fine. This is fitting the words. Okay. We haven't finished the Gemara according to the Tosfos. What's Rava saying according to the Tosfos? Rava saying, man, this is good shot. You're saying it's bad shot because of Matana. I'm saying it's okay shot. Then we'll see. But this will finish a bit more according to the Mirror. But Machlech, Rashi, and Peretz, Rashi, and Taisvis, is certain Chidush. That now, and we don't know now if they're going to be Chalik, because they argue so early on in the Sugi. We don't know what's going to happen later on between the two. But we know that according to Rashi, the Kinyan voice in and of itself gets unraveled. Because it's not enforceable by Beis Din, right? And that's where Rabbi Akiva Eiger jumps up and says, "But that's not how we pass it over there." And it's in Hedron. We said, according to Rava, there's still the innovation of the Elisha Gaza, even though he was Chayv Nafsho when he got this money, right? So why don't we tell him Zil Shlim Achzer Lo? We'll discuss it. That's on Wednesday, Mr. Shem. Rabbeinu Peretz says, and therefore, according to Rashi, it sounds like the Chazanish's Mahalach that the Machlokes and Sugi is a mecher that's enforceable by Beis Din. Is it a mecher b'chlalna? According to Rabbeinu Peretz, so the idea of here is number one: we've learned what seems to be a din. Kom le midrama binei when it's applied to a Tanai, in a mecher is also effective. Rabbi Elchanan says in Chelik Beis of Kavod Shurim that this is the Kudus of Machlokes Rishonim. But we see that one sheet of music to say Taka this word, right? Kavod Lamirayim even applied to it tonight. It still applies, and therefore it's not Chal, and we wouldn't have Chiv Dal Beis. And then the other Chiddush we have over here is that a person in our minds we can make a mecher. And halacha can come and be kaybeya. There's a matana. Also chiddush. This is a chiddush which is sort of. Come on. See, you understand why Rashi would not accept place in mahalach, right? Because there's so many different much more convoluted. So Rashi has to accept one halacha. One, and there is taka Rashi. The Chorin point down above and seems to spell out that the taka is chalmi deraisa. So the Rashi Mamash Lashitasa. So that Rashi is not this. Rashi works very, very smooth. But Rashi has to have new Chidushim. So Mirit Hashem, we'll work on these things the next few days. Finish up the Sugya, the Taisus. There's two Sugyas by Metzia, Sanhedrin, Ktsois, Simcha of Ches. And Mirit Hashem on Wednesday, we'll discuss what happened.